practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I am Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very much for the pleasure of your company as we do gather around the radio with the intent of preparing our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, along with other Bible-believing Christians at a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. And I do trust and pray that you'll go to church today. Let's begin the program today with an old anthem of the Christian faith entitled Victory in Jesus. What a joy it is to know that through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, we have victory over sin. We have the forgiveness of sin through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and can look forward to spending eternity with Him in heaven, in a land without tears and a time without end. And I trust this morning that you can say that you have victory in Jesus because you've trusted Him as your personal Savior. If you've not done so, I would encourage you right now, right there wherever you are, to call upon the name of the Lord Jesus and ask Him to save you. Romans chapter 10 and verse 13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." And what that means is that if you go to the Lord and say something like this, Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me, he will save you. He'll give you the forgiveness of sins and eternal life. And how we can rejoice in that. And so if you've never trusted Christ as Savior, why don't you right now just say, Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me. And he will, because he's a God of his promise. And then contact us here at the church. We have a little booklet that we'd like to send you. It's entitled, Now That I Believe, as it speaks concerning what you've just done in trusting Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Call upon the name of the Lord Jesus. Ask him to save you, and he will. Well, it is a delight to have you there by the radio. And of course, I am Pastor Gary Dull of the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania. And I trust that you'll go to a good, solid, Bible-believing local church today. If you don't have one to attend, why not visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church? We are located at the corner of 4th Avenue and 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city. And we have Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Our morning service is at 10:30, and our evening service is at 6 o'clock. And today we're going to begin our fall revival services with Pastor Barry Yingling. And we'd invite you to come on out and hear the Word of God as it's being preached. Barry will be speaking this morning at 10:30, tonight at 6 o'clock, and then tomorrow, Tuesday, and Wednesday at 7 o'clock each evening. There'll be great preaching. There'll be good congregational singing. There will be special music. And we would be delighted to have you to come on out and be involved with us at our fall revival services here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, with Pastor Barry Yingling. And certainly, if we can serve you spiritually, please don't hesitate to contact us. You may call us at 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. Our email address is simply fbc@fbcaltoona.org. That's fbc@fbcaltoona.org. And then, of course, you can write to us at the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street. That's 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. Go to our website, which is simply fbcaltoona.org, and learn more about our ministry. And as I say, every Sunday morning, if we can serve you spiritually, please don't hesitate to contact us. If you're not sure about your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, or if you have a question about the Bible, or if you have a prayer request, please contact us and we will do what we can to help you in your relationship with the Lord. And certainly, we will pray for you as well. But it's a delight to have you there by the radio. And certainly, if this broadcast is being used to the Lord in your life, maybe you can pass it on to others that we are on this same radio station every Sunday morning at this same time as we focus on the Word of God and prepare our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth at a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. Let us pray. Father, we do thank you that we have victory in your Son, Jesus Christ. Your Word tells us that we've all sinned and have come short to the glory of God, and that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And Father, we thank you for those verses of Scripture that explain the fact that through faith in your Son, Jesus Christ, we can have victory, the forgiveness of sin, and can anticipate spending eternity with you in heaven, in the land without tears, and the time without end. And Father, you know everyone who is under the sound of my voice this very moment. And for those who maybe do not know you through faith in your Son, Jesus Christ, it is my prayer that today they'll come to know him, whom to know aright is life eternal and life abundant. And for those who do know you, I pray, Father, that you'll use the broadcast this morning to be an encouragement to them and to use the program to help them get prepared to go to a good, solid, Bible-believing local church to worship you along with others of like precious faith. Father, take this program today and use it for your glory and your glory alone. And we'll be careful to give you the praise and thanksgiving for it. In Jesus' name I ask it. Amen. Here's another great old hymn of the faith, Day by Day and with Each Passing Moment. from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to the book of James. James chapter 5, and I'd like to read with you verses 7 and 8. James chapter 5, verses 7 and 8, where the Word of God says, "Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. Be ye also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh." That's from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, James chapter 5, verses 7 and 8. And now before I deliver a message entitled Revival, let's listen to a song that you may or may not be familiar with, but it's a great song because it reminds us of what the Scriptures are all about. It's simply entitled The Word of God.
Its pages always will remain.
The Word of God will never fail you. Its timelessness is sure, and it always will endure. The Word of God is a light unto my path. Though the strongest man will fail, God's word will last. Though nations rise and fall, God's word outlives them all.
It will stand the test of time,
for its author is divine.
I will proudly call it mine, the Word of God.
Satan tries to stamp it out and to change it all about, but like a mighty fortress, it stands the battle's rage. The laws of earth may crumble and change with fallen man, but with each change, God's word remains as kingdoms fade away.
The Word of God is a light unto my path. Though the strongest man will fail, God's word will last. Though nations rise and fall, God's word outlives them all.
It will stand the test of time,
for its author is divine.
I will proudly call it mine, the Word of God.
Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever.
Though nations rise and fall, God's word outlives them all.
It will stand the test of time,
for its author is divine.
I will proudly call it mine, the Word of God.
Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away.
Oh, how we thank the Lord this morning for the Word of God, the Bible, from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation chapter 22, verse 21, all inspired of God, meaning that it is God-breathed. And down through the years, there have been those who have attempted to destroy it, to do away with it, but God's word will never be done away with because it's forever settled in heaven. How I'm thankful today for the Word of God. Well, today, if you have a copy of God's word close to you, I would encourage you to turn with me to the Old Testament book of the Psalms, Psalm 85, and I'd like to read just one verse because it's a very powerful verse. It's verse 6 of Psalm 85, And there the Word of God says, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" A short verse, a simple verse, but a great verse to take into consideration. Psalm 85 and verse 6, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" You know, the background of this particular psalm has to do with the Jewish people. They had spent 70 years in the Babylonian captivity. Because of their sin, they were taken into that captivity, but they were released and now were back in the land. And as they came back into the land, they were reminded of the great physical features that they had in that land, the great temple and other things before they were taken into the Babylonian captivity. And so as they came back into the land, they went to the Lord and they said, "Lord, wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Now, perhaps they were talking more about a physical revival, that is, restoring the land back to the beauty that it was before it was destroyed by the Babylonians. But there is also, and I might say in a more significant way, a spiritual lesson here that should be a lesson for every one of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ to pray. "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Yes, indeed, this week here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, we are having revival meetings. But revival meetings, even though they are good and though I love them, I've preached many revival meetings down through my years of ministry, and I've attended many, many more revival meetings. Having revival meetings does not necessarily mean that people will be revived, although I would encourage every church to have revival meetings where the Word of God is preached and where people can get right with God. But revival is a very significant thing for the life of every Christian. The word revival, as it relates to the spiritual significance, basically is when God's people get right with God. It's as simple as that. Revival is when God's people get right with God. Evangelism is when the unsaved people get right with God. When a person comes to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, they've been born again through an evangelistic activity. Well, that's when the unsaved get right with God. Revival is when Christians get right with God. And the fact of the matter is, many times as Christians, even though we've been saved for a long period of time, we become spiritually stale and we need to be revived. And so what we see here in Psalm 85 and verse 6 is a very practical prayer for every one of us. "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Three things I want to share with you from that particular verse about revival, keeping in mind that revival speaks of when God's people, that is, when born-again people, get right with God because they become spiritually stale or even have allowed sin to come into their lives. The first thing I highlight here is the request for revival. Notice the psalmist says, "Wilt thou not revive us again?" Revival, yes, indeed, is when God's people get right with God. But revival is not something that we can strum up. Oh, yes, here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, this week we are having revival meetings with the intent that we will hear the Word of God and get right with God. But revival is that which comes from God Himself. But you see, it's important that those of us who are Christians go to the Lord and say, "Lord, will you not revive me again?" By the way, when was the last time you asked God to revive you? You see, revival doesn't come simply through the efforts of the Christian or through the efforts of the church. Revival comes from God when the Spirit of God works in the hearts and the minds of born-again believers and shows them where they are spiritually stale or where there is sin in their lives. And then they get right with God, and then God brings that revival upon them. In other words, gets them into a relationship that is right with Him, even though they may have been allowing sin to come in to their lives. And so you see, every one of us, every day, honestly, should say, "Lord, will you not revive me?" to make certain that we are walking with God as He would have us to walk. So that's the request for revival. The second thing we see in this verse is the reality of revival. The psalmist says, "Wilt thou not revive us again?" The word "again" there is key. It reminds us that revival is perpetual. It is something that comes consistently, over and over again. When we realize that maybe we become spiritually stale and ask God to revive us, He will do that. And then, of course, after a period of time when we've been maybe walking with the Lord and in great fellowship with the Lord, we become spiritually stale again. Or maybe we've allowed some particular sin to come into our lives, and we've gotten out of the will of God, as it were. We've not lost our salvation because our salvation is eternally secure. But sometimes as Christians, we allow sin to come into our lives, and we get outside of the will of God, and we need revival again. In fact, every day, I think it would be well for us when we get up in the morning and say, Lord, revive me again today. Because, yes, we do face spiritual staleness and sin from time to time. Thank God for 1 John 1:9, where it says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But in Psalm 139, the last two verses, we have these words, where it says, as the psalmist David is writing, Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Every day, you and I who know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior should pray that prayer. That's Psalm 139, verses 23 and 24, that God might revive us again and bring us back to spiritual vitality, bring us back to spiritual power and strength, where maybe we've gotten away from the Lord. The third thing we see here in Psalm 85 and verse 6 is the result of revival. It says, Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? You know, there are a lot of Christians who don't have the joy of the Lord. You know, we are reminded that the joy of the Lord is our strength. But so often we find that Christians walk around and they're not joyful. They're sad, they're downhearted, mainly because of the circumstances they face, or maybe even because of the fact that they have allowed sin to come into their lives. And because of that sin that's in their life, they don't have the joy of the Lord. Well, the psalmist says here, Lord, revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee. If you are spiritually stale and you don't know the joy of the Lord today, and yet you do know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, perhaps you need to be revived. Why don't you take Psalm 85 and go to God's throne of grace today and say, Lord, will you not revive me again that I might rejoice in you? And if you really mean that prayer, the Lord, through His Holy Spirit, will revive you and certainly enable you to become right with God again, even as a Christian. Now, if you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I would encourage you right now, right there where you are, to say something like this, Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me. If those are your words that are genuine from your heart, the Lord Jesus will save you. And if you make that your prayer, contact us here at the Faith Baptist Church. We will send you some information that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. Well, thank you so very much for joining us today. Now go to church today, and then until next Sunday morning at the same time on this same radio station, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Truly, folks, the best is yet to come. God bless you today.
Just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltuna.org. That's www.fbcaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults.
Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dull and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.